morning. I am your host, Steve Damereaux, and welcome to Business Matters, where doing business is sexy, its leaders are rock stars, and sales and marketing challenges are nothing but opportunities. In this half hour, we embrace American initiative and exceptionalism, explore how companies get to the market within their own unique distribution chain. Everybody's a little bit different. In my capacity as CEO of Incentive Solutions, I have assisted thousands of companies for the past 35 years, and I get excited, believe it or not, I get excited about helping them reach their corporate objectives and to march their products through their sales channel. It doesn't matter whether you're selling condoms or computers, everybody has a love-hate relationship, a symbiotic relationship with their distributors and needs to be nurtured like a marriage of two equals. Today, we've got some interesting guests. Our first guest to my left is Celeste Simmons with Big Social Marketing. Welcome, Celeste.
Thank you. Good morning.
And we also have Luke Kreitner, who is Vice President of Operations for LoyaltyWorks. LoyaltyWorks does B2B incentives, and Celeste does a myriad of things. And by the way, I want to first compliment you on your website.
Thank you.
I think it is very nice and clean, engaging. So you must be pretty good at marketing.
I hope so. Right. It's what we do full time. Thank you.
So tell us, what do you do there at Big Social Marketing?
In a nutshell, we are internet marketing as a whole. So we do social media. We manage it for companies so that they don't have to do it. If they're a small company and they can't if they can't pull away from daily marketing activities to fulfill social media, we do that for them. We write it, we post it, we even talk to their customers for them. We also do Google AdWords. We'll set up Google AdWord platforms for them and maintain that. So it's internet marketing as a whole.
Okay, so if anybody's ever watched Shark Tank, I'm kind of like Mr. Wonderful, all right? So that sounds all good to me, but how do you make money off of that?
It's residual income because we charge month to month. So the management, it's charged based on the monthly fees of management. So it's just a flat rate, and it's if you're a small company, it's a small fee, and then the larger you are, it's of course going to charge more. There's a larger fee based on the size of your company, just because you'll have more social media hours involved.
Well, I got
it. But it's one fee.
But why would, let's assume that you're a manufacturing company, and you sell through distributors, and those distributors then sell on to dealers who then affect your sale. Why would they want social media? I mean, we all know what Facebook does, and you got little kids that are going back and forth on Facebook. But how does that actually affect your bottom line?
Well, it affects the bottom line because you are educating your consumers or you're educating your salespeople. So you use it as you need it. It's your tool to use as you see fit.
Well, give us some examples. So you don't have to tell us the exact companies, but what would be a typical company and what would be their objective and how would you help them reach their objective?
Okay, like say you are in the restaurant business. If you're in the restaurant business and the people come to your restaurant to eat, every day, it could be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever it is. You could post pictures of the food that you serve. You could post announcements of your daily specials. And then also, you're also going to get interaction from the customers that come in the door. You're going to get interaction from if they liked it, if they didn't like it. But if you put your head in the sand and you don't engage your customers, it's going to hurt you. They're not going to come back. So what we do for them is we make sure that someone's there. It's always watching. If someone is not happy with their meal there or the product that they bought from your business, if someone's not happy, then we want to make sure and we want to talk to the consumers. As a business owner, say that you're a manufacturer of a certain product. You want to make sure and post pictures of your product. You want to point out different things that they do. If you watch television, when they sell those ads on TV of the latest little widget that's out on the market, they want to show you 12 to 20 different ways to use this one thing. Things that you've never thought of, because if just one of them resonates with how to use it, then you're going to buy it. So on a daily basis, or even on a weekly basis, it depends on your business model, you can show the customer or show the consumer or the buyer how to use your product in different ways. You've you show them different customers using it. You show them different companies using it. So as a business to business, it doesn't have to be just consumer based. You're also educating buyers, users, as well as the sellers.
So we're talking about credibility here, because right. I'm a big believer that advertising has limited functionality, and that truly, if I get a reference from one of my clients to another prospect, or someone else has referred me on, then I've pretty much am 90% there to the sale. Now Luke is Vice President of Operations with LoyaltyWorks, and you do incentive programs on
Correct.
A B2B basis. Tell us how that works.
Well, we get together with our clients and first have a consultative approach and want to understand their specific objectives, obviously, and really align a program that's structured around meeting those objectives. So if that's to grow sales, then we talk about, okay, who's most influential in the sales process to make sure that you're getting your message out there. That might be a distributor sales rep in a distribution network. It could be the person calling on the contractor. So we find out who has the most influence over the sale, and that's really the target of our incentive programs.
So who would be a typical type of business that you would be doing business with?
We work with, really our sweet spot is manufacturers and distributors. So manufacturers that have a global distribution network, supply chain. We work with several large companies here in Atlanta, Fortune 500 companies, and they sell through a distribution network, and they have competitors that need to differentiate themselves, and where it comes in is the incentive program is that differentiator.
So in other words, if it's a mature product line and they don't want to get into a price war, so there's not a lot of product differentiation, so they're actually differentiating how they go about doing a sales incentive and the rewards and those type of aspects. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, they're trying to create mind share. So when that distributor sales rep wakes up in the morning, they're thinking about product X and really driving it home through the family and getting these incentive programs involved, because you're earning points and redeeming for great things like iPads and getting the family involved and going on trips. And so you're always thinking about that product and creating that mind share.
So one of the reasons that I invited Celeste with Big Social Marketing and Luke is because I thought, frankly, that they would – it's almost like a matchmaking service here. So I'm going to ask you, Celeste, so how would you take your social media and help Luke and his company help his B2B clients so that – they can push product through the distribution system?
Okay, well, one thing that resonated with me when you were talking just a second ago is you said that you work with incentive programs. Mm-hmm. So do you make them aware of what incentives are going on at the regular basis? On a regular basis, do you send out maybe web blast and show them what incentives are working, what programs are working at the moment? So that same web blast can turn into a social media post. Social media, you know, like, It's daily reminders of what you're working towards. It's daily reminders of, here's another sales tactic of what to use. Here's another marketing angle. Because everybody can't think of everything all at once, right? We only think one way, typically. It's just the way we're wired. So tell them, give them different ways to sell it. Give them different ways to approach the product or to approach how they would pronounce
so,
it or
so what
it to
what
the
would be the vehicle? Which one do you like? I mean, everybody knows Facebook. Okay, fine. So what on a B2B basis, what's the best vehicle?
My favorite superstar of the moment is LinkedIn. It's my favorite. It's getting really great results from all my clients, the business to business clients in particular.
And how does that work? Are you utilizing groups? How does that work?
We do use groups. If the client allows us to go onto their personal page and connect with groups, you'll go and join certain groups based on who you sell to or who you market to. And after you join those groups, then you can post your business link. And you don't want to wear it out. You don't want to do it every day. There's a way to do it that's annoying, and there's a way to do it that it is informative, and that's how you do it. It goes in your headline, and then after a catchy headline, well, then you want to post your link. And that's how you can boost your website also. Another thing that LinkedIn does is the same business blogs that you write for your business page, you can put them on LinkedIn. It is a free service. I mean, if you're going to do it yourself, you can write those blogs, and it only has to be 2 to 3 paragraphs.
Now, does that help you with Google?
Absolutely. LinkedIn lets you tag those blogs. It lets you publish it as an article, and it lets you even backlink it to your website. And so if you think about all that, those are 3 free tools you're getting from LinkedIn that's going to boost your ratings.
Now, how's that different from Google Plus?
LinkedIn is different from Google Plus because it's connections that have already approved you. Google Plus, you still have to be searching for something specific. And Plus, Google Plus is, even though you have Google Plus account with a Gmail, just a Gmail email account, you have Google Plus even if you may not be using it yet, but a lot of people just aren't going to it daily. So LinkedIn still has a good following. A lot of people are downloading the link to their cell phones, and so they're getting the daily emails from LinkedIn. So it's still helpful.
Yes, when we come back from our little break here, I'm going to ask you about spamming. But
okay.
This is a reminder that you are listening to Steve Damaro and Business Matters, where business is sexy and its leaders are rock stars. And we've got sales and marketing experts here, Celeste Simmons with Big Social Marketing and Luke Kreitner, Vice President of Operations with LoyaltyWorks. So, Celeste, what's the fine line between being noticed and being spam?
Well, when you're being noticed, you're going to go with a good headline. You're going to go with something that is informative and that is also, it's not just about you. And so I think that's the key. A spam thing is, a lot of times it's not timed right. It's annoying because you get it all the time and you see it all the time. So there can be ways that you can market yourself in different ways.
So could you say that the general rule would be, what's in it for them, and don't send it out unless it benefits them?
Absolutely. Very fine. And that's hard to do on a weekly basis. It really is. And so it helps to have someone as an outsider, even if you're using someone that's not connected to your company, it helps because they will see things differently because they're not at your business every day. They're going to see it in a different way. And so it's fresh.
So Luke, let's get back to you and let's talk about external sales programs. Now, so in your 10 years at LoyaltyWorks, I believe you've done what, hundreds, thousands of sales?
Probably thousands, yeah.
Thousands of sales incentive programs. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between a loyalty program, an incentive program, and a spiff? I mean, I hear those terms all the time.
Sure. Yeah, it's a bit nuanced. If you think of loyalty as you want to maintain your existing sales, so you got to put a fence around your existing business. And where incentive programs come in is trying to grow, maybe if you think of the bell curve, that middle 60% is where you have the most opportunity. So we got to keep the top 20% from a loyalty perspective, but really where the incentive comes in is through that middle 60%.
And then what about a spiff? What is a spiff?
Spiff is a sales performance incentive fund.
Mm-hmm.
And really it's all about short-term behavior. So there's not a lot of long-term focus on it. It's just, I want to sell this product and get it in the marketplace as quickly as possible, and let's push it out there and give it a
shot. So if I then have Celeste here, you're creating a sales incentive program. You got a loyalty program so that you have to have constant long-term reminders. So mm-hmm. I guess you think of a loyalty program as a Delta Airlines. That might be a loyalty program.
Right, right.
So that might be one extreme. And then a spiff might be the other extreme, being the shortest. And that might be sell a unit, give $50.
Exactly.
So it'd be on an immediate basis. So I would think, Celeste, that your communications campaign would be different based on loyalty versus on a spiff. So in other words, a spiff is a call to action right away.
Right.
So and how would you differ that from a social media outbound communication standpoint?
Well, something that you want to get action on right away, you want to be poised and ready for. So maybe make sure that your website is ready for the additional traffic, of course. Make sure that you have geared everybody up in your sales and marketing team so that they're all ready for hopefully a surge of traffic and calls. So something that's quick and easy is something that's going to generate some quick and easy traffic as well. So you want a good headline, you want to go to maybe the website links, and then also maybe give them the link to where they can buy it right away if it's something like a product you're selling, something like that. That answer your question?
Oh, yeah.
So look, the other key piece I just want to add on to that is this is the first time where we have four generations of workers side by side. So you really have to think about your audience, where it could be print, email, social media. Obviously, you're an expert there, Celeste, so you really got to think about your audience.
That's true.
So you would vary the communication based upon the audience, or do you give them a choice between, how does that work?
You have to know your audience, but you can give them preferences when they register. So do you want to be communicated via email or text?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the options, but to launch it maybe with a print campaign to get the word out.
And you're using mobile apps also, right?
Correct. Yeah, we just brought on our 10th customer for our mobile app.
So what's the difference between a mobile app from a B2B standpoint on a rewards program versus mobile optimization?
Mobile optimization is simply displaying your current website in a usable format. However, with a mobile app, you can use the native functions on the mobile device. So the scanner, for instance, the camera. So you can take a picture of the item that you want to register for a sale and have proof of evidence for point submission.
So give us the steps for setting up. If someone in our listening world here wants to do a sales incentive program aimed at their distributors or dealers, What would be the steps in creating something like that, and how long does it take?
Our typical implementation time is 4 to 6 weeks, but it's all about planning. Something that I always think about, my dad told me the 6 P's: prior planning prevents piss poor performance. So a lot of times our customers don't plan enough, and they just want to react to what the marketplace is doing and get a program launched. But the best companies take time in planning out their program and understanding their challenges and what's the competition doing. And then around that planning and research, we can focus a program around some solid objectives.
And then, so then what are the steps then after that? So it takes 4 to 6 weeks. You're doing your pre-planning, you're whiteboarding these items.
Right.
Okay. So what's the steps after? You got to kick it off? How does it work?
Sure. Yeah. We develop a website. Come up with a communications plan, and then launch it to the field. A lot of times we like to involve the different sales reps, so they're familiar with the program and they're talking to the customers every day, to launch it to them as well.
Very fine. All righty. So I just want to remind everyone that you're listening to Business Matters with Steve Damaro, and our guests today are Celeste Simmons with Big Social Marketing and Luke Kreitner with LoyaltyWorks, and we're talking about how to put together a B2B sales incentive utilizing social media. And I think, Luke, you're using the web. I mean, your whole program is web-based?
Correct. It is web-based, but like I mentioned earlier, it's important to have that print element from a communications perspective, and also we're seeing more and more of our customers bring in the social media aspect.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of ROI? What kind of ROI can someone, so let's assume that I'm a $50 million light manufacturer, and I want to get my products, features, and benefits out to the market, Celeste, and I'm going to hire you, and I want, once again, I'm Mr. Wonderful, Shark Tank. How am I going to get the money? Where am I going to get my money back? So what's it going to cost me? Don't want to put you into a corner, but generally speaking, so someone might be interested in hiring Big Social. Mm-hmm. What would it cost them, and what kind of ROI can they expect on that?
They should invest, I would say, around $300 to $500 a month, and it depends on how many social media platforms they want. We charge per social media page that's managed. So it just depends on how many they want. So like if you said like a light manufacturer, they have the opportunity to go into some niche avenues of social media that others may not. They may want to be on Houzz.com, H-O-U-Z-Z, which is is how you would, if you want to build a house and you manufacture lights, you would want to put cool pictures of your lights on houses and maybe even Pinterest. So those are the niche areas. But in addition to that, you could also educate your resellers, the people that are the business to business. You could also educate them on LinkedIn because they're going to connect you with you on LinkedIn. You could do both on your Facebook page, and then you also want to make new product announcements as well as links and videos on Twitter, YouTube, things like that.
So Luke, so now she's kicked off this program, all right? And now we know who these people are, the resellers that Celeste just brought up, okay? So what are we going to do? We're going to train them on the features and benefits. We're going to create an incentive for them. What are we going
to
do?
Absolutely. It's important to bring in the educational aspect, and we can embed actually videos and training documents within our website and then reinforce that knowledge they just gained with a quiz where they can earn points.
So I ask you the same question I asked Celeste. So what kind of return on investment can I expect? What would be a typical reward budget, and what kind of return on investment can I expect from that reward budget?
It depends.
are you running for office or
yeah,
what?
our clients try to pin us down on some kind of a guarantee, but it doesn't work that way. But what we do with the help of our clients is work with them on an ROI calculator. So depending on their objectives and their budget, we can help them with the ROI.
So you actually quantify this, though?
Absolutely, yeah.
And do you do this on a regular basis?
Yeah. We have dedicated account managers that get together with our clients on a quarterly basis probably.
And you have a formula and you calculate the ROI.
Yeah, we have a calculator that's really easy to use.
Very fine. So what kind of industry trends are going on from your standpoint? I mean, Celeste's is all very exciting and it gets a lot of press, but you're kind of behind the scenes. Well, what's happening in your industry?
Really, it's the proliferation of mobile and technology, and every participant in our programs wanting information faster and in the format they want. So it's the technology pushing the envelope.
I think I read that 45% of all Google searches are now done via smartphones. So
yeah.
Does that sound about right, Celeste?
I actually heard, I don't know if it's just smartphones, but between smartphones and tablets, it's 80% now.
Really?
Last heard, yeah.
Well, I have a buddy of mine that actually puts tape on his phone camera because he's afraid that the NASA is watching him. So your 85% makes me think that we are being watched. Yeah. That's an awful lot.
You must be a financial advisor.
All right. So what about international? Obviously, this works here in the United States. How does this work on an international basis? So say for instance, I have dealers and distributors that are international or value-added resellers. How does that social media work with that?
Well, I mean, social media is international. I mean, it's Google is everywhere. So you have to be social. And it's also, it lives as long as the link is out there. So it doesn't matter if you put it out in the United States. If somebody in the UK is looking for what you have and they can't find it, well, then they'll probably find you here. But it's also a way that you can connect those things. Say that you want to be in the market over there or you want to expand your business. This is another way to do it. It's a cheap way to get the word out.
So Luke, we're going back to the sales incentive. So I'm trying to determine what my ROI is on my social media and on this sales incentive through my dealers and distributors. How do I handle international?
You have to respect the differences and the customs of each country that you're putting an incentive program in. And so what we've done is partner with locally sourced catalog fulfillment providers. And so an iPod or iPad in the U.S. may mean something different to an iPad in India. There's different specifications, potentially, things like that. So you have to have the right reward mix that's going to motivate that group of citizens.
And so your system does work, though, internationally?
Absolutely. We're available in 50 different countries today. And so when a participant logs in, it recognizes their country and displays that country-specific catalog.
So that means that I could be a U.S.-based manufacturer, but also have an incentive for my value-added resellers or dealers or distributors overseas.
Definitely. And this is a huge win for, you know, global manufacturers where they're trying to, going back to ROI, you know, leverage their dollar and just putting in one program that reaches, you know, global.
So what kind of rewards are you using within LoyaltyWorks on your platform?
Primarily, our primary product is a rewards mall that has millions of merchandise options from, you know, Apple, you know, Best Buy, different name brands like that. We also have access to sold out event tickets, an online travel experience, and we have a cool feature called Uniquely Yours, where if you don't find anything across the millions of items, we'll go get it for you.
That's interesting. So would it make sense from a social media standpoint, because, you know, the steak is no good without the sizzle, and if I'm running a sales incentive program, I want participants to see what it is that they can get. Because I know that, for instance, with my Delta loyalty program, it just kind of sits there. Mm-hmm. And you bankroll it, and it really doesn't make me fly Delta more if I don't spend those points. So would you use social media then and show people using the items that they got on Luke's Rewards Mall, or how would that work?
Absolutely. We always try to post with a picture. If it's the picture of the product itself, if it's a picture of someone using it and smiling as they use it, it helps so much if you use a visual rather than just a boring link. People aren't going to click on it if you don't put some sort of image with it. It helps. It's like a 90% click open rate with an image.
And so now, to Luke's point about the four different generations, and you are appealing to them via print, emails, texts, and mobile pushes, how are you keeping them engaged once they're actually on and they're winning? Do you do like games or anything? I know that these young people are into games.
Absolutely. Gamification is another big trend. You're talking about trends before. And we're about to launch our spin to win feature. And again, millennials is huge right now. I think they're a bigger population than the boomers. So that's what those kind of things they're used to.
And so what would they spend? What would they win?
Basically, points. But again, you're making tying the spin to win to perhaps a learning module. So making the learning environment all about that fun factor.
And then they're basically going on to like an Amazon type of rewards mall.
Right.
Picking something out. Mm-hmm. So what are the tax ramifications? I hate to say that. Taxes.
You really want to get into tax? You just lost your the listeners I think. Can we move to the next one?
Now, tell what are the tax ramifications on merchandise rewards?
Again, it depends on the audience, and it's we always like to say that we're not tax advisors, and you need to consult your attorneys. But a lot of our clients, it all depends on how you define the reward. But really, unless they're earning more than $600 of fair market value of merchandise value, then there's no tax ramifications.
So there's no tax responsibility, no reporting responsibility, as long as it's less than $600 on an annualized basis.
Right.
So a manufacturer that wants to do a sales incentive program and it's staying under $600. What's a typical ratio in order to get somebody's attention?
That's another one that it depends. What we like to do is look at the demographic. So if you've got a sales rep that's earning $100,000, for instance, versus a sales rep that's earning $25,000, the getting $250 of value versus $1,000 is different for each individual. But the sweet spot and what we're seeing from the trends is about $500 a year. So if you can earn enough to buy, you know, an airplane ticket every year, then, you know, you're getting their attention.
So then that gets their attention at around $500.
That's the average.
Okay. And then what does it cost to set one of these programs up typically?
We've got a pretty low cost of entry, actually. You're looking at about $10,000 to get set up, depending on what modules you want to put in place.
And then what do you get with that 10 grand?
You get an entire branded, personalized website. You get a mobile optimized site. You get dedicated account management that holds your hand through the launch process and ongoing performance improvement. You get access to our education module.
So and then you also have single sign-on?
Yes, that's a huge deal for a lot of companies. We work with one large local manufacturer that has this. They've created this community, this portal where all their dealers log into, and you don't want them to have to log in again into our website. So what they've done is create this single sign-on technology with us, so they get right in there without having to remember their password.
Interesting. Well, our time's up. I want to thank my guests here, Celeste Simmons with Big Social Marketing. I want to thank you. Please tell the listeners how they can get in contact with you.
You can email me directly with Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E, at BigSocialMarketing.com, or just click on our website, www.BigSocialMarketing.com.
Super. And Luke Kreitner with LoyaltyWorks, how can someone get in contact with you if they want to do a sales incentive program?
Just email me directly at luke@loyaltyworks.com or visit us at www.loyaltyworks.com.
So very fine. I very much thank my guests. You are listening to Steve Damereau in Business Matters, and we look forward to presenting another interesting topic to you at the next time.